This is the NewsRamp Artificial Intelligence and Frontier Technologies podcast. It's Tuesday evening, April 7th, 2026. The stories are real, the voice is AI. Read more at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted Newscrafters.com news curation. Here's what's making news.
Catalyst Crew Technologies introduces Pulmo AI, an AI-driven platform for lung disease detection and predictive analysis. Catalyst Crew Technologies Corp. introduces Pulmo AI, an AI-driven platform for lung disease detection and predictive analysis. The model aims to support healthcare providers in analyzing respiratory health data and identifying potential clinical risks through artificial intelligence-driven analytics. Pulmo AI is designed to integrate multiple data inputs to generate structured outputs for clinical review and care coordination, with a focus on Latin America for market development. DataVault AI, DVLTECEETEL. To headline, major European financial innovation events. DataVault AI CEO Nathaniel T. Brady is set to headline key financial innovation events in Europe, including CONBECEC London, the Digital Commonwealth Awards, and ASSET RUSH Zurich. These appearances highlight DataVault AI's advancements in real-world asset tokenization, showcasing platforms like Information Data Exchange, Data Value, Data Score, and DataVault Bank AI technologies. Bradley's participation aims to strengthen partnerships and drive growth in Europe's financial innovation sector.
AI is not the workforce, it is the tool. Industrial STEM and human cognition still lead the future. AI is not a replacement for the industrial workforce, but a tool whose value depends on human cognition, contextual judgment, and domain-specific expertise. Industrial STEM education is crucial for preparing leaders and skilled professionals who can interpret data, apply technology effectively, and build workforce pipelines for emerging industries. The future of industry will be defined by collaboration between human cognition and intelligent tools, emphasizing the importance of human understanding in the age of AI.
Grain Energy Breaks, EcoWave Power Global AB reports March 2026 production results from Jaffa Pilot Project. EcoWave Power Global AB reported that its EWP-ED 5-1 pilot project at Jaffa Port in Israel generated over 1,200 kilohertz of renewable electricity in March 2026. The system efficiently converted moderate wave conditions into power, showcasing its potential for coastal infrastructure and data center demand. EcoWave Power continues to demonstrate stable, zero downtime operations since early 2025.
A Goldman cause, a corporation, appoints Dzmitry Kastor-Huerau as chief financial officer, bringing over a decade of finance experience to strengthen strategy and governance. Kastor-Huerau, currently CFO of Micropolis AI Robotics, will play a key role in the company's financial foundation and growth as they prepare for a NYSE American uplisting. Con CEO Ahmad and Chairman Fred Deng expressed confidence in Kastor-Huerau's ability to drive long-term shareholder value.
IA creates skills gap in investment banking. Artificial intelligence is reshaping investment banking, leading to a skills gap among junior bankers. As AI takes on more traditional tasks, firms like B. Riley Financial Inc. must navigate integrating AI while developing human resources. Billion Dollar Club provides a platform for companies like B. Riley Financial Inc. to reach investors, influencers, and the public effectively, ensuring maximum brand awareness. Labor Department, NSF partner on Tech Access AI Workforce. The U.S. Labor Department partners with the National Science Foundation to enhance AI workforce readiness. The collaboration aims to expand access to AI tools in training nationwide. Companies like DataVault AI Inc., leveraging AI in their operations, are expected to benefit from this initiative.
IDASH-driven compliance game changer in pharma manufacturing and regulatory standards. Pharmaceutical companies are embracing AI-driven systems to enhance compliance with evolving good manufacturing practice standards. Oncotelic Therapeutics, Inc. is at the forefront of this movement, utilizing advanced digital technologies. Other key players in this space include NVIDIA Corp., Amazon.com, Inc., Honeywell International, Inc., and Omicell, Inc., reflecting a shift towards intelligent, automated compliance frameworks. Israel uses AI to upgrade its public alert system. Israel has upgraded its public alert system using AI, enhancing the ability to warn residents about incoming projectiles. The improvements, including AI technology, have helped ease some concerns for citizens living under the constant threat of attack. Companies like NVIDIA Corp. are playing a role in advancing AI technology for such systems. IDASH Enhanced Robotics in Pharma Manufacturing signals major efficiency margin expansion opportunities. IDASH Enhanced Robotics in Pharma Manufacturing is set to revolutionize the industry, offering major efficiency and margin expansion opportunities. Knight Food Holdings Inc. is at the forefront with AI-enabled robotics platforms that integrate autonomous systems, SOP intelligence, and real-time deviation detection. This move aligns with the industry trend towards intelligent systems supporting compliance in real time, as traditional automation falls short in addressing contamination risks.
A News Breaks. Micropolis AI Robotics to participate in Maxim Group AI Infrastructure Virtual Conference. Micropolis AI Robotics, a leader in unmanned ground vehicles and AI-driven autonomous mobility solutions, will have founder and CEO Fareed Al-Jawahiri participating in a fireside chat at Maxim Group's AI Infrastructure Virtual Conference today at 4:00 p.m. ET. The event, titled Powering the AI Revolution, Building the Infrastructure Behind Generative AI, aims to showcase the company's innovative technologies in this space.
EdgeMode secures a strategic power partnership to accelerate multi-gigawatt AI data center development. The agreement with a solid oxide fuel cell provider aims to deliver scalable on-site energy solutions for EdgeMode's growing AI data center portfolio. This move addresses a critical constraint in AI infrastructure development, allowing EdgeMode to deliver power at speed and scale, supporting long-term growth and addressing the demand for power-secured data center capacity.
The future of service is already here. TechForce is turning robotics into operational infrastructure. TechForce Robotics has already brought the future of service to a Homewood Suites in Del Mar, California. Their TIM-E autonomous robot is seamlessly integrated into back-of-house hotel operations, operating around the clock without human intervention. This robotics-as-a-service provider model by TechForce lowers the barrier to automation adoption for hospitality operators, making deployment at scale more accessible.
Medivesco reports 37% year-over-year revenue growth at Epic Labor Inc. for Q1 2026. The staffing subsidiary generated $419,111 in revenue, a 37.2% increase from the same period in 2025, and 1.2% increase from the same period in 2025. And the creator that we and IT had, CEO Ryan Shadle, highlights the strong fundamentals of Epic Labor but emphasizes the need to reassess growth strategies in light of AI advancements. The company plans to conduct a strategic review to identify high-value opportunities for future growth.
Ladybug Resource Group, Inc. Complete strategic acquisition. Ladybug Resource Group, Inc. has completed a strategic acquisition of the operations of Visionary AI Systems Group Limited Co., Guangzhou Jingdao Automotive Equipment Manufacturing Co. Limited. This move positions Ladybug as a key technology partner in the electric vehicle ecosystem, with Jingdao specializing in precision production lines and smart industrial equipment for global automotive brands.
DataVault AIDV LT to showcase RWA tokenization technologies at XRP Tokyo 2026 on April 7th, 2026. CEO Nathaniel T. Brady will present Data Value R, Data Score R, Data Vault Bank R, AI Agent, and Information Data Exchange R technologies, highlighting AI-powered infrastructure for real-world asset tokenization in Japan's growing market and broader APAC opportunities.
Mission IR News breaks Data Vault AI Inc. CEO to headline major European financial innovation events. Data Vault AI CEO Nathaniel T. Brady is set to headline major European financial innovation events, including CONV, 3RGEN, CEE London, and the Digital Commonwealth Awards on April 22, 2026, and Asset Rush Times Zurich 2026 on May 21, 2026. Brady will showcase DataVault AI's proprietary platforms, highlighting how its infrastructure enables AI-driven valuation, digital asset creation, and monetization of real-world assets, furthering partnerships and growth in Europe's financial innovation ecosystem.
Defense News breaks SafePro Group Inc. appoints retired Army Colonel Jarrett Matthews as Chief Operating Officer. SafePro Group Inc. has appointed Colonel Retired Jarrett Matthews as its first Chief Operating Officer, leveraging his 25 years of experience in defense acquisition and technology integration. Matthews will drive the company's government contract strategy for AI-enabled defense solutions, focusing on converting technology pipelines like the SPOT-D AI platform for drone-based threat detection into awarded contracts and revenue.
Mission IRA News breaks. SafePro Group Inc. appoints retired Army Colonel Jarrett Matthews as Chief Operating Officer. SafePro Group Inc. has named Colonel Reptime Jarrett Matthews as its first Chief Operation Officer, leveraging his 25 years of operational leadership and defense acquisition experience. Matthews will drive the company's government contract strategy for AI-enabled defense and security solutions, focusing on converting technology pipelines like the SMOT-D AI platform into awarded contracts and revenue.
Oracle lays off thousands, ramps up AI spending. Oracle is making significant changes, laying off thousands of employees while increasing its focus on AI technology. This move is aimed at boosting its competitiveness in cloud computing against giants like Amazon and Alphabet. Analysts are closely monitoring similar trends at companies like Microsoft Corp as the tech industry navigates through workforce reductions. SafePro Group Inc. adds Brian Mack, a retired U.S. Army officer with expertise in defense capture and growth strategy, to its strategic advisory board. Mack's track record includes helping Anduril Industries secure a $100 million U.S. Army contract. This move comes as SafePro Group aims to boost revenue growth following a recent $1 million U.S. government subcontract award for its AI-powered edge processing solution.
Tech Media breaks Knight Food Holdings Inc. enters robotics and AI biopharma partnership with Oncotelic Therapeutics. Tech Media breaks reports that Knight Food Holdings Inc., known as TechForce Robotics, has partnered with Oncotelic Therapeutics to develop AI-enhanced robotic systems for pharmaceutical manufacturing. This collaboration aims to improve efficiency and compliance in biopharma production, marking TechForce's expansion into healthcare markets and leveraging Oncotelic's expertise in oncology and AI innovation.
Defense News Breaks, Data Vault AI Inc. to showcase RWA tokenization technologies at XREP Tokyo 2026 on April 7th, 2026. CEO Nathaniel T. E. Y. S. The SMR S. Y. A. Brady will present Data Value R, Data Score R, Data Vault Bank R, AI Agent, and Information Data Exchange R technologies, highlighting AI-powered infrastructure for real-world asset tokenization in Japan's growing market and APAC. Learn more at dvlt.ai.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Artificial Intelligence and Frontier Technologies podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.